Dan, so glad we were able to meet today.
Whoa, what's that?
It's my new FlexiSpot E7 Pro Plus standing desk. Goes from sitting to standing with the push of a button.
You know, I've been thinking about getting a desk like that. I have back pain from being in a chair all day. But I feel like they're either cheap and flimsy or crazy expensive.
That's why I went with FlexiSpot. This desk is super sturdy, but totally affordable. The base is made of automotive-grade carbon steel. Sit on it.
Okay. Hey, this is cool. All right, I want in on one of these. Where do I find FlexiSpot?
Just go to their website, FlexiSpot.com.
Right now, FlexiSpot is offering huge Black Friday and Cyber Monday savings on the E7 Pro Plus standing desk with up to $160 off. Plus, use code 20OFF right now for an additional $20 off. Go to FlexiSpot.com today and use code 20OFF to get up to $180 off the E7 Pro Plus standing desk from November 25th to the 28th only. That's FlexiSpot.com. Go to FlexiSpot.com. Come today.
What's up, guys? How are you doing? It's your boy Q, and you're welcome to another volume of the Growing Our Life podcast. So last week, I gave you guys some new content after a very long time, and I still apologize for the long haul going MIA on you guys and all that. We are in a very difficult time, so I just want to say that I salute everybody out there taking every preventive measure to stay safe in this coronavirus time. I mean, for some of us, or if not all of us, are fortunate enough to be in a position where we are self-isolating, or other people will say self-distancing. So it's late out here. For me, it's been really crazy. I don't even know where to start from, but it's been 6 days since I self-isolated myself, if that's a correct English. I love the fact that I just made some new words over there. Self-isolated myself. But it's been 6 days since I went out. I'm fortunate enough to have been in a position, you know, where my workplace have decided to allow workers to work from home. So basically, me and my colleagues are currently at home, and then we are working from home. So I just have some few takeaways. Me saying that I've been home for the past 6 days is kind of like a long shot. My beard is growing. I can see some gray hair in it. And me personally, I don't even like going to the barber. So just recently, okay, I got a fresh cut, and there is nobody I can show that shit to, so so I am home, and I'm working from home. So I have friends in my apartment, somebody that I really like a lot, I've grown very fond of, and I like spending time with. So she is somebody that I've been spending time with for the past 6 days. Not like spending time with, like, being over a place, sleeping with her or anything. It's just, you know, you guys get what I mean. Like, if there is a chance that she's got it, then my busybody ass will also get it. But yeah, back to the main reason why I'm doing this part. So I decided to do a quick interaction thing with my friends over this coronavirus pandemic time. I mean, I've heard, and also because of the fact that, well, before I even say this, shout outs to everybody using their social media greatly at this point. I think personally that, you know, creatives, you really need to take this time out, utilize it, and then create a lot. Also, if you can't create a lot, you need to take time out and then disconnect from your regular flow of how you do things, because, you know, the saying goes that you always need to re-evolve yourself in whatever that you're doing. So if you need some time away, I think this is the best time, because there's a lot of slow movements out there like work and people traveling here and there. So everything is on lockdown. So as a creative, you really, really, really need to take this time out, make use of it, and then try and then, you know, reinvent yourself in any way, you know, best way, shape or form. So following that, I just want to say that social media has been crazy lately, and it's also because of the fact that we are amplifying things that really scare us and also inform us. But I decided to do this quick interactive thing with my friends and just to find out how their stay at home have been like in the past few weeks or in the past 2 weeks. Also to say, if you are still going to work, I know that you are finding ways and means to like prevent yourself from catching this virus. And also you are trying to stay safe, basically. So things that you would do to stay safe, that's what you need to eat up. Like, you should really do it religiously, all right? I don't even want to go deep into that, but I'm sure and I'm aware that with the use of social media and the fact that there's a lot of things that are being amplified, you have seen, you know, preventive measures and steps to take care of yourself. So personally, staying at home has given me some good opportunities and bad, you know, head outs. This is to say that you're not going to get everything perfect, right? So I am somehow happy that I'm home because I get to create and I get to have time for myself. And being home has also given me some, you know, really bad times in a sense that I'm currently broke, all right? And and I don't want to project it on anybody, or I don't want to say that somebody's responsible for me being broke. It's just some bad decisions that I made in the beginning of the month, and I guess that's why I can feel the pain of me being in a cash trap situation. So nobody is responsible for that. It's my own doing, and it's really stressed me out. Because currently all my food supplies are done, and yeah, I'm bleeding. Okay, so you people, Charlie, you people where you sponsor this show or sponsor this podcast, you people for really contact me, Charlie. I need money, Maji. So, also, I want to talk on things that basically happen when you are bored or when you are alone. I can see that my friends are trying to do this challenge, you know, pulling me and dragging me in it, and I love it because being at home and being bored has given me some very bad decisions that I'm making, and I don't like it, like masturbating, and it's just really crazy. But sometimes, you know, you just really go the fuck out of your mind and you really want to do something, all right? And you just don't want to get bored the fuck out of your mind. So that's that too. I mean, for me, it's just really been 6 days of learning and unlearning some things. Just really being inside, not seeing the light of the day. Basically, just being in my apartment, you know, and just work, being on calls and having meetings and making conference calls and all that shit, like work, you know. And it's just the whole normal routine. You know, eat, be at home, get your laptop. If you have a studio or if you have a workplace studio, you can really use it. Yeah, so I can't really complain, but I guess that, you know, I could really smile if I had a lot of money in my account. And also just really get myself involved and engage in a lot of social stuff so I don't end up just doing something that I wouldn't do. So yeah, that's that for me. Let's move on to the main issue right now. So I reached out to some friends tonight. I have this idea and I just reached out to some friends tonight. I really wanted to see how they are coping and what they are doing at home, you know, trying to get through this pandemic time. And I had a lot of entries, so I'm just going to play them so that you guys can know what's going on, because this is really something that's just happening. It's like the reality of whatever that we are going through, okay? We just currently confirmed 27 cases of persons with coronavirus. And when you think about it, it's scary. So please, just take care of yourself. But more importantly, you guys need to listen to this. I don't know how to call it, but just the voice of the people regarding self-isolation and self-distancing in this pandemic moment. So listen and just let me know what you think. Okay, here we go.
My stay at home has been a linear routine. Wake up, eat, sleep again, wake up, watch a movie, sleep, wake up, brush my teeth, bathe, sleep. This has been my routine for the past 1 week.
Hey guys, so it's been 6 days in self-isolation. I've been home. I've barely stepped out. Luckily for me, work has granted me the chance to work from home. It's been a tough time, honestly. I guess this is the first time for most of us getting into this kind of isolation state. Work-wise, I think everything is being done online. We get to do our Google Hangout from the office, get to speak to your colleagues, and get to do what is supposed to be done for the day. It's a bit challenging. I almost stepped out on Friday to go and buy food, and I realized I'm not in the office. Can you imagine? It's been a tough time now, so I guess we can only hope and pray that it gets better.
So, like, my time at home has really been difficult for me, honestly, because I never imagined having this much time on my hand. It's been very difficult to kind of find a good balance as to creating and also managing the work that I have to do for my actual job. So it's been kind of interesting. And then with all this time on my hands too, now I feel even more pressure to create, or even more pressure to show my presence. Like, one thing that a lot of people have been telling me is like, do IG live, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel even more pressure to create and put out content because people all of a sudden think, oh, you're at home, you have time on your hands. But honestly, now I have to also process what's going on with me internally, physically, mentally, in order to be in the space to create and also fulfill the people's needs and what people want from me. So, like, it's been very difficult for me to process. So I'm actually, at least for the rest of my quarantine, I'm actually really thinking about just staying off of social media, kind of getting in tune with myself and creating without any restrictions, and just doing it the way I want to do, and just kind of tuning the world out so that once this quarantine is over, I'm walking into society, well, back into society with like a clear mind, clear head, that type of thing.
Well, we can't say that we are totally fine because of what is happening around the world and how close it is to us, but every day and every time we are trying to keep a composure and trying to be in the perfect headspace to start the day and make sure we're in a good mood. Yes, concerning self-isolation, social distancing and all that, for me, I'm in Winneba, and the school, you know, per the president's directive that we should close down, well, the students have gone home. Yes, no doubt about that. But then for us who work in the administrative side, we haven't been given any clear direction from the university. And so I realized that from last week, Monday, although the president said that the schools should close down, I realized that the administrative workers are still going to work. Hence, I do go to work every day. And even though that is the case, we try as much as possible to strictly adhere to the health protocols that we've been given. And so washing of hands, using alcohol-based rubs and sanitizers, and all the other things that we've been asked to do, we do them. Yes, we are following those strictly because we can't at the moment be at home unless, you know, we've been asked to do so. However, unless there's a directive from the university, I think that will still be at work. And unless the situation out there gets a bit dire, we'll still be going to work. But then, like I said, we would be going to work because we are very cautious. We are taking all, you know, precautions so that at the end of the day, we safeguard ourselves. Aside from that, I think for me, in my mind, I'm making preparations for when it gets at the peak. So last week, I went to the market and I bought some few stuff. Gari, shito, biscuits, some, you know, drinks and stuff like that. So that I can keep in my room. And if the situation gets dire, at least I know I have essential stuff. And whenever I go to campus, you know, the students are not around, so the Wi-Fi is a bit faster. And so what I've done is I've downloaded a few series that I've watched before and I'm done with them. I just downloaded a whole, you know, season of Vampire Diaries, so 1 to 8. So that when the situation gets, you know, a bit tough, I know that I can be in my room and still watch, you know, some movies and keep myself entertained. On the whole, these are the things that I am doing to prepare myself when the situation gets a bit tough. So, yeah. I hope I can hear what other people are doing so that I can take some cues from there. But I wish that we could also work from home, but at the moment it's not possible. But if it gets possible, I'm sure the situation will be a bit different. So yeah, bye.
Honestly, this pandemic has been very serious, and to my view, is making things very slow, and it's kind of boring. But it's good. It's good that we are all quarantined at home, just to protect ourselves from getting infected. So I think it's quite good to be at home. But we pray that everything will just vanish so that we get our freedom. Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been an easy experience, actually. I actually left where I was just to come hang out with family. And for real, it has really been scary because we've got kids and all that. The beautiful boys are here. And you know what that means. We really need to be very careful. And right now, we are running out of food stuff and other things, but we are also trying to get those stuff. Right now, they are disturbing, they are innocent. And do you know, a lot of people are so ignorant about this whole corona thing. And it's driving me insane. People are still buying folks as it is right now. People are still behaving carelessly. And what I want to say, it hasn't been easy for me because I've not been able to do my hair. I've not been able to do anything at all. I've not been able to go to work. And you know what? I don't really know how much longer I'll be able to hold. You understand? But I just pray that it doesn't come near our dwellings. That is what I'm praying about.
My stay at home, I'd say, has been quite good. Aside from the fact that I have to deal with some power outages here and there. But it's fine. At least I've had quality family time. And there are a lot of things that I've always wanted to do but never had time to do because of work. So I've taken this opportunity to do some personal cleaning here and there. And I think I had to go to the market to stock in. I needed to stock in on some foods too. But so far, my stay home has been worth it. Yeah. It's been great because I've had time to rest. I really needed it. So this pandemic, it also came with its own advantages. So yeah, fine. I'm just praying it goes away so we can resume our normal daily lives. Charlie, you can't even go out to see your friend.
It's really been interesting so far. It's not really having any toll on me because personally I've been an indoor person. So it's just more of that. But this time around, It's because you have a different feeling because you hear everybody talking about self-quarantine, we are home, it's bored, what do we do? So that vibe is kind of getting to me to feel like it's something different. But in reality, for me, it's something I've been used to. So I don't know. The only challenge that I've been having so far is like, for instance, today I went out there to get food. And unfortunately, when I got to where I'm supposed to buy the food, I realized they were not in, like they didn't come today. And I got to remember that they have issued communication that the government is going to be disinfecting some places in Accra, the marketplaces and all of that. I didn't know my area where I went to buy the food was included. I thought it was only going to be the big market, Kaneshi and the Makola. But I went to Hacho to get something around that place, and I realized that the food vendors around did not come today. So that was the only time that it hit me that times are different. But apart from that, I've just been home doing what I've been doing all the time. So yeah. One more thing. This just crossed my mind when it comes to the challenges in this self-quarantine period. You see, for those of us practicing this home office thing that we get to work from home like we do when we go to work, you know, like you have a routine, you have a time that you wake up and then you prepare, then you get to work, then you go do your thing and then you come back. But now it's not like that. You just have to wake up and then you start working. So you know, sometimes you don't want to wake up, you're thinking you have the whole last day to yourself, right? So there is no particular time waking up, you know. When you're up, you just have to maybe fix some breakfast, you know, prepare yourself and then get behind your laptop or whatever, and then you start working. So it's been like that for some couple of days. But I realized that I have this idea that there's no need to hurry, there is no need to rush anything, because I have a whole last day to myself. But you know the interesting thing, within some few hours I realized, the day is over. I'm like, what is happening? That is for me at my end. I would think I have a whole last day to myself. Like, I just relax to do things. And then before I realize it, it's already evening, that I even have a lot of things that I have scheduled to do that I am not able to do. So I think, I don't know, but that is one challenge I have been facing in this time. But apart from that, you know, home sweet home.
So I'd say I kind of applied for leave from work so I could travel a little. But as at Monday, it became an issue that we should self-isolate. So I knew then that the traveling wasn't going to happen. Okay, so I resumed leave on, I started leave on Thursday. Okay, and it's been so boring ever since, because the whole scare is making it difficult for me to step out. I hardly even go out of the door. The only time I did that was on Friday. I wanted to go get food stuff and a few things for the house. So I did that on Friday. And since then, I've been home. I've turned into a chef. I'm cooking and stuff. Like, it's so boring. I'm always lying down and it's giving me body ache. Because this self-quarantine thing, I would say it's self-quarantine. I'm actually isolating myself because I'd really love to go out, but if going out will cause issues, well, I just have to stay in. And then I'm resuming in about a week. So it means I'm still going to go out. But even that, it's work. So maybe that I can protect myself a bit. I can cover up a bit and then avoid all the unnecessary issues with corona. But apart from that, it's fine. It's just tiring to be in the house throughout like this. It's just tiring. All you do is watch TV. Now, my eye is beginning to itch. So I'm home, but I'm wearing spectacles, which I don't like. So yeah, that's how I'm going through this thing. And we pray it comes to an end soon, because I can't, honestly. I feel some way. I can't. I'm used to going out. I'm used to having fun and stuff. But now, I don't have a choice. I have to stay indoors. Because You never know who has it. At this point, you don't know, because those infected are now not showing signs until 14 days. And you never know who gives it to you. So I think best option is to stay at home until this whole thing dies down. Hopefully we get a vaccine soon, or maybe some medication for it to save us. But until then, I'm going to be home. And when I start work again, it's just going to be work home, nothing else. No social gatherings, nothing. No, you know. So yeah, that's it.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Growing Up Alive podcast. In case you were able to stick with me till this point, I'm sure you've heard everything. You've heard how people are coping with staying at home and how people are taking preventive measures to stay safe. I also have just a few things that I want to put out, in a sense that there are a lot of things that you can do if you happen to be in a situation like this. Mind you, people that have random jobs, all right, I was able to get people that work in the digital space. I was able to get students, people that are doing their second degree or master's degree. And, you know, it's just to say that this pandemic is taking a toll on people's businesses and people's jobs and, you know, people's schools and stuff like that. You know, so I guess it's not funny anymore. It's not funny anymore. So we should treat it as such. And please, guys, if you're out there, please take care of yourself. Try and then, you know, take preventive measures as to what to do. So back to what I was saying, there are a lot of things that you can do as you are home, or as the country is obviously going to go on lockdown. You can do a lot of things to entertain yourself and, things that will not let you end up being bored, so you make some bad decisions. All right, so yeah, you can play music. It gets boring, but yeah, of course you can still do other things like play games and you know, call your friends. There is FaceTime, there is WhatsApp call, there is Messenger, video calls. It's like a lot of things that you can really do. Still keep in touch with your friends. And also you can write, you can read a book, you can work out. I mean, I am going to work out tomorrow anyway. So yeah, you can do that. You can write a poem. I think I even have to visit writing a poem. And also work, basically. So for some people like us, I am still working at home. So I don't have an excuse. I have to work, or else my bosses will kill me. So yeah. Till the sponsor finds this podcast and, you know, starts sponsoring, I have to do the 8 to 5. This is funny. So this is what I have for you today. I don't want to reach 30 minutes. So I'm begging you guys, take care of yourselves. Okay. Please, please take care of yourselves. It's very necessary. And then let the peace of God be with you. Let love be with you. And then, yeah, operate out of love regardless. I'll come your way again next week, hopefully. And till then, it's the Growing Up Alive podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and Spreaker. It's the Growing Up Alive podcast. Okay, or you can search it on Google, the Growing Up Alive podcast. Review and subscribe if you liked it. Till we meet again. Bye.
Swag. Adamini Bemma, 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 Adamini Bemma, Bemma, Bemma. If your boyfriend know they do you well, make you come my way. If your boyfriend know they give you well, make you come my way. Adamini Bemma, 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 Adamini Bemma, Bemma, Bemma.
From you. Oh, tonight, I go link up, darling, oh, oh. If your man's up, so back with me, oh. Friend, you, oh, oh. Me, no, man, that let me go, I love. Fuck, I
dirty for a seat. Tell me get the bar, can I make ya?
And the girls see you.
Come my way,
it's a boy if you know.
Chemistry day,
don't deny yo.
Come my way,
better plans for you.
My way, yeah.
My way, yo.
No, oh.
Baby, careful.
Take my number, eh.
Call me, yo.
In come my in come my in come my
Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao. If your boyfriend know they do you well, oh, make you come my own. If your boyfriend know they keep you well, oh, make you come my own. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao.
Yeah, ni amuti tonti. One Lucy, one cut them up. Beep up, yo. Pianne, minyama, for fuck. Eh, pianne, batan, shuona. Pianne, minyama, koko. Eh, eh, kemi, ne, sumo. Are can licky, licky, like a thumb.
If your boyfriend know they do you well, oh, make you come my. If your boyfriend know they give you well, oh, make you come my. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao. Domini Bembao. Bembao, Bembao. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao. Domini Bembao, Bembao, Bembao.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.